I'm Carrie Fountain, and this is Just to Say, where we talk to poets about the poems they make and the poems they love.
Poetry's about anarchy, it's about mystery, it's about dreams, it's about, you know, the unknown.
I made myself anew in poetry.
The poem invites the world to come celebrate.
So here we are, we're at the end of the year. This is where we began our show last year. And I thought it would just be really great to share this poem by the poet Kim Adonisio. She really is a master at tone and surprise in poems. So let's read it. New Year's Day by Kim Adonisio. The rain this morning falls on the last of the snow and will wash it away. I can smell the grass again and the torn leaves being eased down into the mud. The few loves I've been allowed to keep are still sleeping on the West Coast. Here in Virginia, I walk across the fields with only a few young cows for company. Big-boned and shy, they are like girls I remember from junior high, who never spoke, who kept their heads lowered and their arms crossed against their new breasts. Those girls are nearly 40 now. Like me, they must sometimes stand at a window late at night, looking out on a silent backyard, at one rustling lawn chair and the sheer walls of other people's houses. They must lie down some afternoons and cry hard for whoever used to make them happy, and wonder how their lives have carried them this far without ever once explaining anything. I don't know why I'm walking out here with my coat darkening and my boots sinking in, coming up with a mild sucking sound I like to hear. I don't care where those girls are now. Whatever they've made of it, they can have. Today I want to resolve nothing. I only want to walk a little longer in the cold blessing of the rain and lift my face to it. I like this poem because poetry is complicated and multifaceted emotionally, tonally. I am one to sometimes go looking for the perfect New Year's poem that like gives us a familiar feeling or like a sense of like, yes, we resolve in the beginning of this year to do things differently or we are renewed in some way. But this poem is really dark and complicated and is almost like an anti-New Year's poem. It's sort of like a moment in time. And she's such an amazing poet in the way that she has such a strong voice in her poems. The speakers are familiar and friendly and open and seem to have at least revelations along the path within the poem. Like this person's walking through a field and having this sort of moment. And she says, I walk across the field with only a few young cows for company. Big-boned and shy. They're like the girls I remember from junior high. And then she's just got such an instinct to move the poem both forward, but also in like a totally opposite direction. It's like listening to a really beautifully composed piece of music played by a masterful musician. Like, I just trust it and I want to go forward. And I am honestly surprised by it. You can find Kim Adonisio's poem, New Year's Day, from her collection, Tell Me, which was put out in the year 2000 by Boa Editions. This is Just to Say is produced at KUT Radio in Austin, Texas. I'm Carrie Fountain. Thanks for listening.